Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pammy and we have Dalton, everybody. Yay! Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Pammy and Dalton. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Brother, sister, cousins, what?
Rather not. We're dating.
Dating.
Yeah, we're dating.
Dating. How long?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. So is that how long you've known each other, or did you know each other prior to hooking up?
Maybe like 6 months before we actually started dating.
Yeah.
Not long.
No. And so what was that like before you started dating? Did you like him right from the start?
No. Or?
No.
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 I didn't know.
And what, yet you were,
no.
Did you dislike him or
I
have an aversion?
I didn't dislike him, but I was like, no.
She thought I was a hillbilly.
Are you a hillbilly?
No.
Well, yeah, I kind of wondered. You got the camo on today.
He's a hillbilly.
And you decided that that was okay?
Yeah, I
you
love it now.
You kind of liked it.
I'm with the life now.
Did he have to... She's in the life now.
With the now.
Did he have to work hard to get you, or was there a day where you just realized that you were in love with him and he didn't know, and then you had to tell him that he was involved with someone else?
That's how it went.
Yeah, no, he worked really hard, and I avoided it, and then finally one day I was like, I'm going to take you to Mexican, and the rest is history.
Well, I want to know how you're living the hillbilly life now.
I deal with the camo and the dirty pants. And hunting at 5 o'clock in the morning and the big diesel trucks that drive by the house. And yeah,
that's romance.
Yeah, it is.
Right
at
there.
Its finest.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot. Oh, that's very sweet. So are you shacked up?
Yes. We live together. Yes.
Okay. Is there talk of marriage?
No.
Just because we're getting into that season,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm in school full time. So no.
There's stuff to do.
There is more stuff than getting married that I'm worried about.
Is he very talkative in the relationship? Does
when
he
I
say
don't
much?
Want him to be. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you embarrass her sometimes?
Yeah, probably.
In any big, bold ways that you want to share now, or do you want to save it?
I say inappropriate stuff sometimes, I guess.
Inappropriate? And what would be inappropriate?
At Kroger's, he calls me mom and follows me around. Yeah. No. People look at me like I'm crazy because I do have a 3-year-old. And so they're like, wow, she's really
got young for her.
Yeah, she's really got two kids over there. Yeah.
And one of them has a full beard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he does.
That one's quite special.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's great. So do you guys work?
I'm in school full time right now. I go to Galen.
Okay, so you're going to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Thank you. And how about you?
I work 2 or 3 jobs. Drive a truck for one company, then get off and go drive more trucks for another company 2 or 3 days a week, and then go do concrete when I'm not driving trucks.
Oh, wow. He's busy.
Thank God.
Yeah, right. So you have one child from a previous relationship, and then do you have any?
Nope.
So, no, you'll get to have a lot together. She's shaking her head. It's a little SMH going on over there in the corner. All right, we're going to kick her out. She's going. Pammy's out the door.
Yeah.
All right, Pammy, we'll see in a few minutes. She goes off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. What do you think brought her around about you?
What is it? What is it about your charm?
She says I worked hard for it.
Yeah.
She worked hard for me.
Yeah. So it was a mutual working hard for, huh?
And she's the one who invited you to Mexican?
Yeah, she paid for it too. So
wow.
So she started it.
Yeah.
What do you think happened there? She just woke up one day and realized that she had it for you, or do you think she just had some time to get to know you and realized, hey?
I don't know. I really don't.
You try not to overthink it. You're just happy to have her in your life.
Yeah, I guess. I reckon.
He reckons. All right, well, let's see if you reckon. What size shoe does she wear?
I want to say a 7 or a 9. I think it's a 7.
7 or a 9?
It's 7. It's definitely not.
Because those aren't even close. There's a whole number in between the two.
All right, it's a 7. I'm going
with 7.
Seven.
Okay. What do you think she spends too much money on?
Coffee.
Okay. Make that at home real cheap, right?
Yeah, right.
Who wants to have more sexy time, you or her?
Her.
Begging for it, this one, huh?
Yeah.
She keeps you working.
Yeah.
Who in her family most likely disapproves of you the most?
I don't think anybody, really.
Well, if you had to pick one, though, which one do you think maybe every once in a while turns to another family member and rolls their eyes a little bit?
Probably her brother, Jordan.
Jordan?
His girlfriend, Sammy.
Both of them, yeah. Huh?
I say they roll their eyes at me sometimes.
All right. And your fifth and final. What would she say is your greatest bedroom accomplishment?
I don't know. You can't say that on the radio.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Go ahead.
Could I just stay down in Gatlinburg?
Are you talking about a specific occasion that happened in Gatlinburg, or is that code for going downtown?
No, just down in...
What'd you do in Gatlinburg? What'd you do?
I don't know. There's a pool table and... On the pool table, wow. I guess. I don't know.
So you want to go with your big cue ball on the pool table?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Things got crazy in Gatlinburg.
I think she got a rug burn from the belt on the pool table.
And this was in Gatlinburg?
Yeah, it was in Gatlinburg.
All right. The famous Gatlinburg pool table incident. Yeah. All right, there's your five questions. Now that Dalton has answered all five, we're going to bring Pammy back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Dalton's. Come on back, Pammy.
Probably got your shoe size wrong. It's probably a five or six.
Would you stop it?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, you're not
zip it.
Right yet. Oh, sorry.
All right.
Now we can't stop him from talking.
You can't hear anything.
First question is worth $10.
What size shoe do you wear?
5.5.
Yeah, he was off.
What did you say?
He guessed a 7 or a 9.
What? I'm not even.
But you sell them on a 7.
Can you imagine if I had that big of a foot in my little body?
But what was funny is, and I don't know if you caught this as you walked in, but he said, I'm probably going to find out she's a 5 or a 6. That's all right. You're still in it. Next question.
What does he think you spend too much money on?
Starbucks.
There you go. Coffee.
Right? He said coffee.
Right. I do.
There's your first $10. Next question will be worth 20.
Who wants to have more sexy time? Him or you?
Probably him.
There was zero hesitation.
A liar. A liar. It's a 50-50.
Who's doing more begging for it? Dalton?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right.
He emphatically, definitely said her.
Yeah. There was zero hesitation. That's all right.
Whatever.
Yep, you got one right so far. Okay. That's good. Okay. I think the relationship might still make it, but it'll be dependent on these last two answers.
Okay.
Who in your family most likely disapproves of him the most?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he said everybody loves him. Just like you can't resist him. Nobody else can either.
Oh, man. I don't know. Mama or my Aunt Cheryl?
We tried. We tried to get you there. No, he guessed maybe your brother Jordan.
Oh.
Dude, him and Sammy always roll their eyes at me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I thought we were talking about like adults, not like people our age.
Family, right?
Family.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sorry.
All right,
I was
going to
say Sammy.
At least you got one so far worth the fifth and final question. If you get this right, you walk out of here with $30, you know, and that's not nothing.
Okay. What would you say is his greatest bedroom accomplishment? What night will live in infamy?
Snoring. Oh my gosh, I don't know. Do I have like a multiple choice?
No.
A multiple choice.
Oh, I don't know.
He made it sound like it was one memorable night.
The time you'll never forget.
Oh boy. Maybe even an injury was sustained.
I can think of something, but I'm not saying that because I know he didn't say
it. Well, he may be dead. You know, we can be a bit persuasive in here.
Don't say anything crazy.
I'm like an event. Like maybe there was a night
or an occasion
that he did something on that one night that was like, whoa, that one's going to get 5 stars.
That one's going down in the record.
That one is 20 years from now. We're going to look back and remember that
on
one.
On the kitchen floor?
I
mean,
I don't remember that one.
On the kitchen floor.
know.
Well, you were being specific. That was, yeah.
I don't know, an event. I don't know. Is that an event?
All right. Well, why don't you tell her what you've revealed to all of your friends and family here on the radio today?
I hope nobody listens to this. I just said down in Gatlinburg. I didn't know what to
say. Oh, the pool table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the memory kicks in.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Is it possible there was a rug burn involved?
Yeah. Yeah, on my
back.
There's
your injuries.
Yeah.
What's fun is to watch the eyes go up and to the left, which means you're searching the recesses of your brain for the picture of the moment.
The expression on her face is the best, though, because it's a nod and a smile.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's all right, guys. You didn't walk out of here with nothing. You still got $10.
Yeah, good job.
Fanny and Dalton, you were awesome. Thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Thank you.
A police standoff ends in gunfire at a New Jersey City kosher market, leaving six people dead, including a cop.
We have no inkling what the motive was yet.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Trump administration from using billions of dollars in Pentagon funds originally to be used for military construction projects to build the border wall.
Next year's defense budget includes money for a space force. Congress should vote on it this week.
House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The House Judiciary votes this week to send the articles to the full House.
It's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
Marie Fredriksson, the singer of the popular late 80s, early 90s pop group Roxette, has died at age 61 following a long illness.
A teenage runaway from North Carolina is back home safe and sound after he was found camping out in a Bed Bath & Beyond store.
Yeah, those are your headlines in about a minute. And now that you've heard most of the day's news headlines, it's time for some of the news that didn't make the news this morning. How your holiday house guests are judging you. What do you care more about? Your kids or cake? We'll explain why that's even a question. It is Wednesday, the 11th of December of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, I think we were talking yesterday around this time about Christmas shopping, how over a quarter of us haven't even started our Christmas shopping yet.
Yeah.
And here's why you might be avoiding it, because another questionnaire went out, and they discovered just from talking to people that shopping is the most stressful part of the holidays.
So what is, I wonder what's more stressful about it, just going out and having to try to locate the exact gift that you're looking for, or is it about the spending of the money?
I think it's venturing into a very crowded wild with no idea what to get. Like, how do you know what to hunt for if you just, you don't have any clue? And you're fighting the crowds, and what are you fighting them for? And I don't even know where I'm supposed to be or where I'm supposed to go or where I'm supposed to shop. And here I am looking for a parking space at a mall. And once I even get in there, I don't even know where to begin.
So that would be your experience?
That would be my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least if I have a plan, you know, if I know what to get, I can put an action plan together and a strategy
and go
and a time.
Yeah, probably the most stressful part for me is trying not to buy anything for myself in the process.
That is very stressful.
Because
why
it's
is that stressful?
Hard.
That's got to be really hard.
Because I'm always seeing things I think I need.
And just get them.
Well, but, you know, there comes a point. You know, I did that for a lot of years, and you saw how my house ended up.
I did.
Right?
I was there.
It was a bit of a mess,
there was
right?
a spoon on the floor.
Because sometimes Merle wants to be spoon-fed, and that's why... But no, it is. It's hard. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll just pop in here and take a look at this. And then I see something I want. I'm like, no.
Well, you're at a new level of awareness now.
I am. And like I said, I was at the mall. I'm still very proud of myself from 2 days ago being in the mall for over an hour and not buying anything, even when I'm in a store. And here's what makes this even more spectacular.
Yeah.
All right. Is there is a catalog that I have been getting for over a decade that I love. Sundance. I love the freaking Sundance. I have dreams about the things that I see in the Sundance catalog, right? That store opened up at Kenwood about a month ago, and I was in it for the first time just 2 days ago. I resisted for that long because I knew walking in there was like crack for me.
That's the one with what's his face, right?
Robert Redford.
Yeah, it's his store.
And so I walked in there, and it was like, I mean, the clouds opened up and the angels started singing. I saw all of these coats and shoes and jewelry and sweaters and things that I've only dreamed about because I've only ever seen them in the catalog. And then there they were live and in person. And there was a sale, and I walked around that whole store and walked out with nothing.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was big.
That's impressive. Yeah, that would be the number one, is controlling yourself.
Self-control.
You know? There's the in control gen, the right. Zen gen. Mm-hmm. And then there's the broke gen.
And then there's...
Broke gen loves the smell of Hollister and cooking cinnamon almonds together as you walk in. That smell goes in her nose and it's over.
It is done.
The number two stressful part of the holidays on the list here, traveling and visiting family. Extra cooking, of course. Receiving gifts is number four. Who knew that receiving gifts was so stressful? I guess
some
that because
are
that puts you into
trouble with that.
Oh
yeah.
Man, now I got to get her something.
Now I got to get her something, or you know, for you it would be now somebody else is giving me crap I don't need.
Yeah.
Or want.
Right.
What am I going to do with this?
What am I going to do with this?
Because I don't want to offend them and make them feel like it's unappreciated. Because
I know
the thought is very appreciated, but this is a dumb piece of crap.
Well, I don't know that I would say that, but I mean, where am I even going to put this? And I'm never going to use it. And God bless them. I love that they were thinking of me. It does mean a lot.
I am thinking of one gift you got one time that really made me laugh. I don't know if I should share it.
I guarantee you the giver is probably listening right now.
It was just it was funny, but you handled it with such grace. I mean, I give you that.
Thanks.
You showed gratitude.
Well, that was genuine.
It was. It was. Do you think you're thinking of the same thing?
I might be.
And I was so proud of you because I was having the exact same thought when you opened it that you were having. And it was like.
Mm-hmm.
this is not something I bought for Jeff, is it?
No,
No, it's not you.
No, you're good.
You're fine. You always buy him booze. Fine.
Yep, and I don't wrap them either.
Nope.
It is perfectly wrapped in its original carrier.
He really, he literally, like, he'll show up.
And just
he walks in the studio and goes, here you go, man.
But the thing about you is, I mean, anybody that's buying you a gift knows you well enough to know that you don't really need anything that you really, really want. You've already bought. You don't like clutter. You don't like stuff. You don't like little knick-knacky things.
Right.
So they try to get really creative and find something that maybe, just maybe,
I know,
you'll use.
I love that, though.
It is.
I appreciate it.
It's very sweet. But I think the majority of people that I know that know you and want to purchase gifts for you have surrendered.
Yes.
And have decided to just, oh my God, I'll just spend some time with him.
Poor thing.
That's what he wants. I can sit and have a meal.
That would be great. Or a cocktail.
With a cocktail. Yeah.
And many cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Number five on the list of the most stressful things about the holidays, dealing with crowds and long lines. Other shopping related stressors. Attending parties and social events.
That should be higher on the list for you, right? Do you have a bunch this year?
No.
You know what's funny is over the weekend, I forget what we were doing or we were talking about doing something and I had a moment and I'm like, I just had a Jeff moment.
Yeah.
What happened?
We were discussing going to this thing and I was like, I don't want to go to that thing. And we don't know those people very well. And we're just going to, I don't want to make small talk with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
you don't want to do surface talk all night.
And then I remember Jeff always says that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, up Jeff.
Oh God, it's happening.
No, it was a little bit of that, but mostly like, I see the light
I
that
get
he
it.
Sees. Yes, I know.
Get it now.
And is it really even that you don't want to socialize? Because I think you do want to socialize. I think we all kind of want to socialize. We just want it to be somewhat meaningful. Like, do we want it to be in a loud, crowded, noisy area with a bunch of drunk people where you're not really connecting. You're just doing a lot of surface talk. I don't know. I mean, and there's a place for that. That's okay once in a while.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on the situation. But I mean, if I'm planning to do something, I'm looking for depth, man. I just want to sit with someone.
Me too.
You know, let's talk about what we're really thinking and feeling and believing right now and what's going on in our world and yeah. what's real for us right now.
Oh, man,
and
let's go there.
That is my, like, I'm telling you, I spent a couple of hours with a friend yesterday and we're just having these conversations and it just feels so good when it's over. I'm not exhausted by it.
Right.
I'm not needing quiet time. If anything, I'm energized and I want to do more of it.
I have the issue with you know, people invite you to things and that's really cool that they want you to be there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't keep up with the three close friends that I have.
Yeah.
That I should get to them before I get to
the three close friends you have that you feel a little disconnected from because it's been a while since you've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that.
You need to go to this 10th tier friend party
right.
during the busy holiday season.
Yeah.
When you can't keep up with what you got going on in front of you. I don't know. It's not that I don't want to go. It's just you can't keep up.
Right. It becomes more about quality than quantity. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're lucky enough to have, you know, three or four people in your life that really get you, that you really connect with and, you know, you feel good when you're around, that's awesome.
In general, 69% of people in the survey admitted they sometimes turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms to deal with stress, like junk food and alcohol.
Cookies and bourbon.
Yeah. And the average person spends almost $1,000 a year just trying to de-stress.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the traveling. The best day for flying over the holidays is... What day are you flying out of here?
I fly out. I'm gone the 28th to the 2nd. I'll be in California.
Hmm. What day of the week is the 28th?
Saturday. And then the 2nd is a Wednesday.
That shouldn't be too bad. Saturday shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
And then you're coming back on a Wednesday, you said? Yeah, mm-hmm. You should be all right.
Be okay.
But they say, at least during this time of year, it's probably going to be stressful to a point anyway, no matter what day you travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the experts this time of year, they say there's really no good day to fly. So if you accept that reality now and start mentally preparing, you'll be more absorbent.
Oh, crap. I'm coming back on New Year's Day. I'm not coming back on the 2nd. I'm coming back on the 1st.
Mm.
I would think that wouldn't be bad. Not many people are going to fly on New Year's, right?
Hopefully no, I don't think so.
Chill for you.
Yeah.
But a trade group for the airline industry at least tried to put together a guide of the best and worst days for flying this holiday season. The days when the fewest other people will be flying, or basically just the holidays themselves, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. Although I would argue New Year's Day is probably almost as good. The worst days to fly are the weekend before Christmas and the 2 days after. So you should be in the clear on the 28th. Because they say that 26th and 27th is going to be crazy Thursday and Friday. Overall, approximately 47 million people will fly in the U.S. between next Thursday, December 19th, and Sunday, January 5th.
I mean, I would do everything in my power traveling that time of year to get a direct flight wherever I'm going. Reduce the chances of something going sideways in that connection.
Yeah, pay the extra few dollars and just get that direct flight if you can. But, yeah, it's crazy now, but the real insanity, what I call the insanity travel window, Thursday, December 19th through Sunday, January 5th. And by the way, if you're working or commuting on and after Thursday, December 19th, you'll see a big drop in, you know, rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
Real quick, I just wanted to share the story about the cake and your kids. They monitored people as they drove in their car with one of two different things, their kid or a cake. Guess where this is going.
I know exactly where this is going.
New study monitored people as they drove in their car with one of two different things, their kid or a cake? And the researchers wanted to see which precious, fragile passenger made people drive more carefully, their kids or the cake. And if you haven't figured out where this is going by now, 95% of people drove more cautiously when they had a cake in the car than when they had their own kids.
Well, you know, we have our kids in the car every day. Cakes are only on special occasions.
Mm. Well, 65% drove slower with the cake. 60% were more cautious and gentle with their braking with the cake. 50% took slower turns with the cake. 45% use their phone less the cake. I mean, if that's not telling right there.
That says something.
The researchers say it's because the cake makes us snap out of autopilot mode.
That's true.
Because you're right. We're used to driving with our kids. We're not used to driving with food that could get messed up if we have to slam on the brakes or take a turn too fast.
Exactly. You don't want that cake sliding and slamming against the side of the box and losing frosting.
Right.
That's a tragedy.
By the way, 72% of people in the survey rated themselves above average drivers. So there you go. Fascinated.
You know it's true, though. I mean, think about when you have something like that, or if you have, if somebody sent you flowers to work and you're driving home with the vase in the car.
Yeah, right.
You're very aware.
Kristen got me this cake from the Bonbonnery. It was small. You saw how small it was. Mm-hmm. I think that's the smallest size you can get. It's not an individual size, but, you know, those cakes are pretty rich and dense anyway, so you don't really need a big piece. No, right. You can slice those pretty thin. It's still, it's pretty filling. But what I love about them is because of their sheer density and the way they package them.
They don't slide.
they don't. I mean, as long as it's not too big, you can pretty much drive like a maniac. And
it'll be just
that
fine.
That cake is just fine, yeah.
That's funny.
You remember when it was a thing that ice people was smearing off ice, where you'd surprise a person with a bottle of the stuff and they had to get down on one knee and chug it on the spot? Well, the people at Smirnoff are trying to resuscitate that trend this Christmas. They are selling a new line of fake gift boxes that look like they're for things like a hand mixer, wooden hangers, or an ironing board. But when someone opens the box, all that's inside is a single bottle of Smirnoff ice, which, based on tradition, they then have to chug. If this convoluted plan to reboot a fleeting drinking game trend from earlier in the decade sounds good to you, those boxes are $20. That includes the empty box plus one bottle of Smirnoff ice.
There you go.
Hey, Merriam-Webster, they just announced their pick for Word of the Year.
Yeah, what they got?
Well, it's not exactly a new word, but it has taken on a new meaning in modern times. All right. Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2019 is they.
Oh, yeah.
They. Why is that?
Yeah.
Specifically, when they is used as a gender-neutral replacement for he or she.
They.
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 Or as the pronoun for a person with a non-binary gender identity.
They.
The number of people looking up they on Merriam-Webster's website went up 313% in 2019. So.
They.
How do people feel about using they as a pronoun? They asked if they'd find it easy or hard to use a gender-neutral pronoun for someone if they asked for it, and 52%, just over half, said it's actually not that hard.
It's an adjustment. It's a shifting in your thinking and just kind of being aware of what's coming out your mouth. But
I could pick up that habit as quickly as I pick up any habit in this studio when anything changes around here. You know, it takes me a few days.
A note. Yeah. He'll need a note. We'll have to
Right.
God.
Starts with a note, and then I got to actually pay attention and read the note.
Yeah.
This is a whole, different step.
You know, it is. It's such a shift. I'll tell you, I was at a conference, not this past summer, but the summer before. And, you know, when you go to these things and they give you your big old name tag, and underneath it, it said, it said Jen Jordan, and then underneath it, it said she, her.
Oh, okay.
So people would know.
So you would like to be referred to as either Jen, she, or her?
Yes.
I've received all some right. emails where, you know, at the bottom it says their name, and then it's got like their office number and the little logo of their company, and then underneath that it would say how they want to be referred to, whether it's he or she or they. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's helpful because not everybody knows.
Yeah, not you don't want people to wouldn't offend. Even think. Yeah, it's just a shifting and. It's a little bit of a paradigm shift happening.
35%, however, say it would be difficult to adopt that type of pronoun when referring to someone that wishes to be referred to as they.
I think the older you are, the more difficult it's going to be.
That is exactly what the study said.
Is that what it said?
Yes. The older people were, the harder time they had with it.
Because you've been doing it for so long that way.
Yeah. Younger people were way more open to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some of the other words Merriam-Webster considered for word of the year are quid pro quo.
Oh, quid pro quo. That's hard. Try to say that really fast.
Quid pro quo.
Oh, you're good.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro
scratch
quo.
My back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
Impeach. Crawdad. Egregious.
There's a big book that came out where the crawdads sing. Maybe that's where that's coming from. Egregious. That's yes. a good one, too.
People were looking up, what the hell is a crawdad?
Clemency.
Mm.
So there you go. Let's see. What else? A language learning app named Babbel also released a list of the most mispronounced words of 2019. And most of them were celebrity or landmark names like Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Some people say
list.
Chernobyl, and I say Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. I know. There's a bunch on this list I want to hear you pronounce, because I wonder how many you can get out of this.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Chernobyl.
Do you have the list in front of you?
It's
on your E-news stack, front page.
Oh, my E-news stack.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, here we go.
Now, don't look at the...
Oh, don't look at the phonetics.
Do not look at the phonetics, but don't cheat.
All right.
Because Chernobyl is the number one...
All right, I got my T-sheet covering the phonetic spellings.
All right, so who is the 16-year-old Swedish climate change activist who gave a speech at the UN Climate Summit? What is her name?
I'm going with Greta Thunberg. Am I wrong? Am I right?
No, you're not. Greta.
Oh.
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Okay.
All right. Who is the captain of the U.S. national women's soccer team?
I'll tell you right now, I had a hard time with her last name. I kept wanting to say Megan Rapinoe.
Right. But that's not it, is it?
No, it's Rapinoe.
All right. How about the French landmark that partially burned down back in April?
I think when it refers to that, it's supposed to be Notre Dame.
Yes. Good job. Who is the openly gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's running for president?
Pete Buttigieg. Am I right, Tim?
I think so. Buttigieg.
Are you a fan of his?
First person I had a conversation with about Pete Buttigieg was Tim.
I like that he's calm and thinks about things logically sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who won the Oscar for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm going to go with Rami Malek.
I've avoided that name in every entertainment story since that movie came out because I have no freaking clue.
How to say it. I think it's a hard A. I think it's Malek.
You think it's Malek?
Uh-huh.
Well, wouldn't that make it a long A? Rami. I'm going with Rami Malek. I'm going to play you a clip of the actor himself
saying
his name straight from his mouth. I'm going with Rami Malek.
Okay.
Wait, let me say it again. Rami Malek. What are you saying?
I don't know. Well, why is it a capital A? Malek.
Let's hear him.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
I'm Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
There you go.
All right.
President of Turkey since 2014.
Oh, jeez.
I can picture him in his little mustache.
Let's see. I'm just going to sound it out.
Okay.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Am I close?
No.
No. Oh, Erdogan. Erdogan. I've heard newscasters say Erdogan. Yeah.
Erdogan. Okay. There it is. How about the rapper who pled guilty to racketeering then started snitching?
Tekashi 6ix9ine? I don't know. Am I close?
I don't know. I'm confused by the phonetic spellings on these, too.
All right. Marie Kondo says the Japanese word, tokamiku, which translates to flutter or spark joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, it's hard.
Yeah.
No wonder so many people are screwing all of these up.
And the 10th and final.
In May, President Trump said he wanted Border Patrol agents to use more toughness against migrants at the border of Mexico. Media outlets said things like the president hopes this would, quote, deter the Central American families arriving in unprecedented numbers.
Dieter.
Deter.
Dieter.
Dieter.
We live in Cincinnati. We have a prosecutor by the name of Joe Dieters.
Deter.
Joe Deter. I don't know. We'll see.
We're kind of notorious around here for butchering names of people, so.
Right.
That's to be expected.
I believe it's Fields Ertel.
I know. When we first moved here, I think you kind of dug your heels in on that one, too, a little bit.
I'm quite sure it's Fields Ertel.
I'm quite sure. Because our studios right here are on Reading Road.
Now, that I knew. You know how you knew that?
How?
Because coming as a Boston kid, Reading, Massachusetts spelled the same way.
Oh, there you go.
And, of course, Reading Railroad.
Sure. Duh.
Monopoly.
Right.